Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of The Loner and Stoner. I am your host, or co-host. We're 50-50. But anyways, I'm your host, The Stoner.
Man, I'm the loner. You know, last week's show, we got a lot of shit. Like, Bubba, just being honest, Bubba took a big shit.
He did. And sorry I'm a little late for today. I had to finish my black slushy.
Is that slang for a new street drug
I don't know about?
Like, when is a black slush? Is that a sex act?
It is kind of a new strain. It's not a new strain. Technically, it's black slush. I like to call it black slushy. It's an indica dominant hybrid, you know, 70% indica, 30% sativa. It's a beautiful, you get real high off it, you know, and I'm a little late because of it. So sorry, I was finishing my black slushy first and foremost. So I'm sorry about that.
So yesterday was your birthday. You just turned 30. I wanted to talk to you about that. When you get to those new decades, and the only reason that I'm bringing this up, Colton, is that when you are around your friends, you love to bust my balls about being born in the 70s, even though it's only by, it's about 40 days that I was born in the 70s. You love the bust.
You were born in the 70s. I was born in the mid 90s.
Now you are 30.
Feel different. Not one.
You're fucking lying.
I swear.
No,
I
you're fucking lying.
I feel like I'm 22. I don't know if it's the pot. I don't know if it's the not drinking. I don't know what it is, but I feel just like I did 22, 20. I feel the same.
Do you want to know why I actually think turning 30 was worse than turning 40? Because when you're in your 20s, you are still connected to your teenage years. Do you get what I'm saying? From 10 to, or 13 to 19, you're still connected to them by a decade.
Still have that stigma. You're a teenager. 13 to 19, you're a teenager.
Yes. Okay. 13 to 19. All right. But when you're 20 to 29, you still feel like you are in high school, or you kind of feel like a teenager is what I'm saying. But 30 was far worse for me because that meant that I had a full 10 years between my 30s and my teenage years. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you're not,
I don't feel that way, but yeah.
But you're not thinking about some of the important things that a lot of people in life do think about, like,
I think a lot of people,
family.
Okay, so hold on though. I would say I'm mature and ahead of the curve as far as thinking lifelong, thinking about what decisions need to be made in life, a family, saving money, having a career. I feel like I'm ahead of your typical, well, now.
And I agree. I agree.
Maybe I'm not now, because now I'm really 30.
I'll give you an example. My mom and dad, I think they were in their mid to late 30s when they had me. Do you know how old your parents were when you were born?
Just about my age.
Okay, so you're not thinking about that? I'm not saying it's too late for me to have kids, but at the same time, I also don't think that it's fair because, let's say, for example, okay, I had a kid today that I didn't know that, well, it's not a possibility because I haven't had sex with any women, but say today I had a kid, I'm going to be 44 in November. By the time they graduate out of high school, I'll be in my 60s.
62 years old when your kid would graduate high school.
you're not stressing about that at all?
No, I think I have another 5 to 6 years of play. Matter of fact, I think that's fucking pimp, first off. I think you having a kid at 44, I think that's fucking pimp.
But it's not fair to the kid. The kid gets less time.
Money? I mean, I think it all depends. You got money. You got money to leave your kid, then it's fair. Unfortunately, money heals all, right?
I will agree that you are definitely... I've even learned how to save from you. I became more financially responsible after hanging out with you.
No more buying Gatorades and water.
No, exactly.
No more buying Coke Zeros and Sprite
Beef jerky.
Zeros. Stop going to the gas station and spending money. That's the first way. Don't spend a fucking dollar at the gas station. And if you can avoid going there even for fuel and hit the Costco or the Sam's or something like that, then I'd rather you do that too, because then you don't even ever even step foot on the gas station's property. That is the number one tip. Colton's number one tip of saving money. Avoid the gas station convenience stores.
Costco, right? Like, you're not going to go in there and bug. I don't even think, can you even buy anything at the gas pumps?
No. In fact, today I had to bust my ass today, okay? I actually had to work. It's an ongoing joke about how I don't really have to work, you know? Today I had to fucking work. I had to remove a chimney. I had to demo a chimney, okay?
That sounds like a good time to me.
Oh, dude, it sucked. It sucks. You can select a good time. Oh, it's great. Slinging a sledgehammer, using a chipping hammer. Yeah, it's so much fun. Okay, now you knocked it all down. Now you got to fucking carry it all the way around to the dump trailer out front.
You didn't have anybody. You found that Home Depot.
I had nobody. It was me.
Nobody. No, you didn't tap on the roof of your car and, you know, try to get somebody.
No, I wasn't spending the money because I'm not necessarily making the money right now. That's a whole nother story. I already told you. My boss is a few weeks late on pay right now. Small business shit, dude. Small business shit. Uh-huh. But nonetheless, I had to go to the gas station today to spend something. I was absolutely starving. I got 2 Reese's Nutmaster, whatever the hell they're called. Nutmalic, whatever the hell. It's a Reese's cup with all the nuts and the. Okay? I got 2 of those king size. I got something else. Oh, and a Slim Jim.
Wait a minute. Did you call that lunch? Did you call that lunch?
Yeah, I called this lunch. Bro, it was $10.41 or something like that. I was pissed. I spent $10 at a gas station, and I am beating myself up for it. I will probably have a bad birthday because of it.
Back to your birthday. So you're turning 30. We've all talked about what you eat right before you go to bed. Like,
you know my new kick?
Well, okay.
Every night before bed, I'm eating 3 scoops of Snickers ice cream. And you know when you go to the movie, they have those box candies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I go to Walmart and I buy the boxed Buncha Cruncha, and I buy the boxed cookie dough bites. Yep, a third of the box of each. I put a third of the box of the Buncha Cruncha, a third of the box of the cookie dough bites, and 3 scoops of Snickers ice cream every night before bed. I'm talking like within 3, 4, 5 minutes of going to sleep.
You're 30, man. Like you do realize that you need to start worrying. You know, diabetes is a real thing, correct?
Yeah.
This is one of the things that change when you hit those milestones. You do know, like, you're coming up where you might have to, well, no, you still got a little bit of time on that, but do you realize that it's coming up where you're going to have to get the prostate checked?
Well, that's a decade, dude. Isn't that start at 40?
Yeah, but let me ask you, how, in your eyes, how quickly did 20 to 30 go for you?
I'd say it took about 10 years.
Just wait. I'm not trying to laugh. I'm just trying to tell you that 30 to 40 is going to go by in a blink of an eye.
I do believe that, because just as getting older, I'm realizing that time goes fast. Like, it seems to go faster and faster and faster.
Well, yeah. So
I would believe that.
The more that, I mean, all these physicists have figured out that the more time that you have behind you, it's all about comparison. Do you see what I'm saying? So the less time you have behind you, the slower time goes.
It's an hourglass. Once you first flip it, you got all the sand in there. But once you're halfway through the sand,
it goes by a lot fast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So we talked about Bubba and having heat with us because our podcast was shit. Rightfully so. We get it. We talked about me turning 30. I kind of want to talk about this past weekend. So this past weekend was Cinco de Mayo. I had Shelby's friend over. Her name is Lindsay. Wow. That's all I can say.
Wait.
Wow. She was over here. I don't know how drunk this bitch got, dude. Like, for real. with my parents and everybody around. I don't know how drunk this bitch got.
Can I ask a question? Even though, like, I was a hardcore alcoholic at one time, like, was I ever, like, obnoxiously drunk?
Like, you're a repeater. You're a repeater.
But I tried to stay away from your parents and stuff, like, when we were, like, drinking out in the garage. Like, I tried to stay away from them.
6'9".
You know, that's, like, one of the most embarrassing things in my life. And I'm not even mad about you recording it. It was sad.
6'9" and 6'9". That's all I heard for an hour, Pat. 6'9" and 6'9". Like, all right, Pat, I get it. 6'9" and 6'9", whatever the fuck that means.
I don't even know. But then I look at the video and I'm like,
oh, dude, you have that jaw way the fuck out there. But you don't get drunk and you have that jaw that starts going, bro, I swear to God, that jaw was like past your earlobe. I mean, that motherfucker was an addition zip code, dude.
But I don't. That
jaw fucking like you were coked out.
But I don't really do that. But I just looked so unhealthy, man.
It shuts out.
Man, why do you got to bring them? You know, I tried to avoid talking about the Yellow Bridge Road t-shirts.
Yeah, monster mouth.
And you know what really, really would suck is, like, you're like one of my best friends, maybe the best friend. You would wear that goddamn shirt.
Oh, I still have it.
I don't even know why. Why?
I love it. I absolutely just fucking love it, dude.
I mean, look, all right, so all the shirts, do you have the whole Tuttle collection?
What did you have? You have the Muster Mouth, right?
Yeah.
I have that.
Radio Poison?
I do not own that one.
Oh, okay.
What else?
Come Get This Receipt?
I do have that one. You know my favorite Bubba shirt of all time?
The Minions?
No, that's my favorite artwork of all time. And do you know who did that?
Fozzie came up with the idea, okay. I think.
Well, shout out Fozzie, because that was solid artwork. The Minion artwork was fucking money. My favorite Bubba t-shirt, I don't even think was a shirt Bubba sold. Whoa. And it's the Bubba T-Rex.
Oh, I don't wait. How I got it. No, dude, I know where you got it. You got it from me.
Okay, so you had a made?
Okay.
Somebody had a Bubba T-Rex shirt made. Mm-hmm. It's back when people were talking shit daily about Bubba having little short little T-Rex mm-hmm. arms. Mm-hmm. And I think one of us wore it to the studio, damn near got our ass whooped, and was told never to wear that shirt ever, ever, ever again in his studio.
I think when I was the guy that did all the the Tuttle Daily podcast hats that I had done. I think you have one of those.
I do.
Yeah, he had done a couple of those with the T-Rex arms because I was upset about the Yellow Bridge Road shirts.
Yep.
And I was like, well, damn it, I'm going to do a shirt of my own. And then, well, can I even mention his name?
I mean, fuck, mention it. What,
yeah,
cut it
Blitz.
Off?
Blitz was like.
Cut it out.
No, I'm just saying he was like, when I showed the shirt, he was like, nah, I don't think that's a great idea.
So Bubba's right-hand man at the time, who no one now likes, told you that that was not a good idea to wear that shirt. And yet you still wore it, correct?
I did. Bubba got me in trouble that one time when Gene Lasker came in, and I was wearing, like, some, like, opposing biker club symbol.
That was stupid. That's stupid. Pat, we know that Gene Lasker is the real deal Don O'Neill.
No, he is. Trust me.
O'Neill, but do you find yourself doing that too, Pat? Sometimes having Bubba-isms in your language?
You do pick up because, okay, I've worked with a lot of different radio shows through my career. I mean, a lot of people like to use that against me, but it's not a bad thing because I get to pick up like a little bit of knowledge from every single host.
For everybody you work with, you can take what you like about them and what you don't like about them and craft yourself. That's not just radio, though, dude. I mean, that's my industry, too. You know, I got different bosses. I can take what I want off of each boss and what I like and what I don't like and craft and form my own and be my own boss.
Okay, like, I'll give you an example. Like, you would say, like, Drew Garage, and this, I'm not trying to compare the two, but wouldn't you say, like, Drew Garabo and Bubba are two different type of hosts, correct?
Agreed. I worked for Drew, but yeah. So I worked for Bubba, and I'm familiar with Drew.
But I mean, I've worked with both of those men, and Bubba, like, teaches you how to work a little bit, you know, like, in wrestling terms, you know, like, I shouldn't have to tell you where I'm going. Yeah. So, but with Drew, it was a little bit more pop culture, but it was way, way, way quicker, if you get what I'm saying. Because Drew never had show staff on the air.
There's not that much, you know, internal drama. And that is one thing about Bubba that I love, is the fact that really, if it came down to it, if he just walked in 2 minutes before, you know, showtime, start time, well, just off the drama and everything alone, he would be able to sled through the program with no issues.
I'll say this about Bubba. The two people, out of all the hosts that I've ever worked with, I've worked with Ron Bennington, Russ Rollins, Drew Garabo, let's say I worked with Calta. The top two that if you just surprise, like if you caught them off guard and were like, you got to do a radio show, no prep, here's a microphone, you got to go in 30 seconds and do an hour, I would say Bubba, Ron Bennington would be pretty neck for neck. You know what? I have a hard time calling that one. If it would be Ron Bennington or Bubba the Love Sponge when it would come to that scenario. I agree. Bubba can talk no matter what. He can just go on and carry a conversation.
No prep needed. Bubba can just dive right into it. Conversation, Bubba can dive right into it. Most of the time, it's just internal show drama. And that's what's really good about his program. And I heard the guys from Tiggs Biggs, one of them, JR, I think is his name, he referenced it like it's a Vanderpump for men. It's a reality program for men. But it's a men skewing talk show. We all know that. But the fact that there's a bunch of men skewing talk shows. Yeah, The Bone and Russ Rollins. And there's a bunch of men skewing talk shows. But the fact that Bubba's show is very drama-based and internal-based, where you have got to listen for days on end to know the characters and who they are and what they represent. So, yeah, that's why I think Bubba.
Was there ever a time where Bubba either really hurt your feelings or you thought he was, and just be honest with me, where you maybe were mad about him taking a bit too far?
There's one in particular that stands out to me, actually. So this was the day. So the question here, just to make sure I have it right, the question is, did Bubba ever take it too far or have a bit go too far to where he frustrated me or I got frustrated or upset or sad?
Or had real heat or your feelings were hurt or anything like that?
And the answer is yes. And I can tell you exactly what day, what we were doing, and what the issue was. It was the day of the pond jump. Trace was taking a mini dirt bike and he was going to be jumping the BRN pond out back. Trace and I have spent days or weeks planning this, building a ramp, the whole nine yards, just where he's going to land and how it's all going to go down. It comes time to do the bit. The bit goes great. Trace goes off the jump. Boom. Bike goes one way. Trace kind of follows over behind it. They land in the water. Boom, splash. And here comes Colton. I am there to rescue. I am in the boat to rescue Trace, waiting in the pond in the boat. Everything's going great. I have no issues with anybody. Awesome bit. Fucking money. So now it comes time to get Trace and the dirt bike out. Trace can manage to kind of get out on himself. The dirt bike has sunk into the bottom of the pond.
And that pond is kind of murky at the bottom.
This was before the goats. This was before I did any pond cleaning and well before Lummy was doing any pond cleaning. So the pond was absolutely disgusting. Probably had ringworm and everything else.
It's like the Everglades.
But I didn't have the issue with going in it, Tuttle. That was not my issue. My issue was this fucking dirt bike. Once it hit that fucking pond, the bottom of that pond and that sand, and it started sinking hard. So now, I don't know what the weight of a CRF50 weighs, but I'm sure I can Google it here in just a moment. But for those that don't know, it's a little CRF50 Honda pit bike, okay?
And I wasn't this donated like for this jump, or was it Traces?
That I don't know. I know I owned one, and they talked about using mine, and you know my fucking answer. No,
we're not doing that.
My shit jumping in the pond. No. Anyways, if I had to guess, they weigh about 150 pounds, okay? Well, 150 pounds is easy when you're standing on dry ground, but when you're down 10 feet and the 150 pounds, the two tires are now sunk into the sand, soaking wet.
The muck.
Dude, that thing is heavy. So I'm diving down and trying to pull this fucking dirt bike out, and I can't get it out. So I come back out, and Bubba's like, "You get it out. Bubba, like, for real, I can't get it out."
And he doesn't understand that.
He's not understanding. I'm giving him all I'm giving him the office on everything. Like, give him the office on, yo, I can't do it. I'm giving him on the, hey, 200, I can't get this motherfucker out. 200, I can't get this motherfucker. He is not having it, right? He's like, you go down there and get it out. Whatever he was saying, he wasn't being mean about it. He's just being, you know, on air Bubba the Love Sponge. So I go down again to try to get it. Finally, we tie it up to something. I don't know if we tied it up to a winch or a four-wheeler or another dirt bike. I don't know what we tied it up to, but we tied it up to something and tried to pull it out that way, and it still had a hard time coming out. At that point, I felt great because I've already pulled Bubba to the side. We're still on the air. I don't know who is currently holding down Ford, if you will, and talking on the mic, but at this point, Bubba and I are off mic. Mics are still running. Somebody is talking, whether it's Trace or somebody is talking. Bubba and I are off to the side. I said, Bubba, for real, that motherfucker is in there and I can't get it out. And he is still telling me to get it out. And like, and he's like, no, don't be a bitch, blah, 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 get that motherfucker. And like, I'm getting to the point now where like, I'm getting frustrated with him. Like, Bubba, you know I'm not here to sabotage a bit. You know I'm not trying to do you wrong. I cannot get this motherfucker out of the pond. I don't know how else to say this to you, but I'm not going to be able to do it. Call me a bitch. Call me whatever you want. I can't get this motherfucker out. Trace tried to drive in and get it. He couldn't get it out. And then that's when we hooked it up to a four-wheeler of some sort. And we still were unable to get it out. We finally got it out, I believe, with the four-wheeler, or maybe even we had to hook it up to a winch system. We did get it out, but it was a bitch. But you know me on the inside. I was so happy when Trace went down and he couldn't get it out either. And then we hooked it up to the four-wheeler or whatever it was with a ratchet strap. We tried to get out ratchet strap, and that didn't work. On the inside, I'm thinking, yes, yes, yes. It's just proving my point of one man, Colton, was not pulling this motherfucker out. So, yeah, that was kind of the maddest.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Ever got with him, like as far as on air goes, you know, I was pretty pissed. Anyway, that's here nor there. So one thing we're going to start doing here on Loner and Stoner is we're going to try and start doing some more stuff in the street, whether it's Man on the Street for Bubba's show or whether it's just I happen to be out and about and there's something crazy going on at Ben T. Davis and I give Tuttle a call and he's back at HQ and he can pipe me through his board. Or if Tuttle, in this case, and this week it happened to be Tuttle was out in the street, I was home back at HQ with my board. So Tuttle went ahead and got some interviews. He went out. Sorry. I'll just let you take it, Pat. Yeah. Where did you go and what'd you do?
All right. So they Starliner was having the beginning of their first manned space flight. This is not Elon Musk and SpaceX. This is done by the ULA. And this
it's
is
just being launched from the same location, though, right?
Yeah. It's all in the same area. Went out for the launch. It's always a crapshoot when you go out there, but I still got some great, great interviews with you back at your HQ on the phone with you, and we got to talk to some very, very interesting people.
Hey, Pat, you're live. We're live. So I just kind of reset the audience here. This is the Loner and Stoner podcast. I am your host or co-host or half of it, 50%, whatever you want to call it. I'm the stoner, and my name's Colton. And currently,
and I'm the loner.
Correct. I have the loner on the phone, Patrick Fowler, a.k.a. Tuttle. And Tuttle is currently live at the SpaceX launch site. So Monday, May 6th, and we are scheduled to have a launch tonight here coming up in the next, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours or so. So without any further ado, Patrick Fowler, Tuttle, you are live at the SpaceX launch. Is that correct?
Yes, I am here. I have my Florida News Network shirt on that Bubba the Love Sponge gave me on my appearance just the other day when I was on. Tonight was supposed to be the first launch of the Starliner rocket that had two astronauts, one female, one male, that was supposed to go up tonight. You know, have you heard all the problems, Colton, about Boeing? And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
All the problems, the whistleblower. So this was a Boeing rocket that was supposed to be going up tonight.
Now, was this an Elon Musk deal?
No. This is a part of the NASA part
of
it.
Okay, so this is not a SpaceX deal.
No, it's not. This is a rocket made by Boeing. The weather tonight, it was a 95% go for the launch.
Okay, so what's holding it up?
Well, I had inside info where they're going to have to roll the rocket back into the vehicle assembly building to be able to repair it.
So the shuttle is not going to launch tonight.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And it's going to be rolled back in for repairs. What repairs are needed?
There's like an oxygen leak, a nitrogen leak, whatever type. That's the first thing that I heard. Actually, I'm out here with Kristen. She has a friend that works at NASA, actually works in the area of that.
And I'm going to let you finish, but I'm sorry. For those that don't know, the name he mentioned, that's actually Patrick's ex-wife. So he's currently out with his ex-wife, which is awesome, by the way. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. So she has an inside information that she has a friend that works there or something. And what's going on? I'm sorry.
So he got canceled. Now, I'm actually at Jetty Park right now. Jetty Park is one of the premier places to be able to watch a rocket launch. Now, to get into this park, you have to pay $15 a car to be able to get in. Okay.
Did you pay it, Pat? Did you pay it?
Yeah, I did pay it. I'm mad as fuck that I spent $15 not to watch a launch. I mean, this happens all the time. So I thought that it would be great to be able to get a little bit of a reaction from people while I was here to find out their feedback.
Now, shoot me straight. Did you charge your ex-wife $7.50?
No, okay. I paid for the whole thing.
Not saying that's what I would do, but you did the right thing.
I even stopped it. We met at a Subway. I parked at the Subway so we could drive in together, so I didn't have to spend $30 on the deal. So I'm gonna see if I can. And I like it. Once again, I have my Florida News Network T-shirt on.
So then you're out there. Just so you know, you're out there. You're not out there as Tuttle. You're out there as Patrick from Florida News Network.
Yeah. I'm out here as the loner. I'm gonna come up here. Excuse me. I'm actually on the radio right now. You don't have to use your name. But is this your first space launch that you guys have come out to? It is. Where are you guys from?
Illinois.
So you're from Illinois. What part of Illinois? Have you ever been to a launch before, sir?
No.
You haven't.
No.
Are you a little disappointed about things not going up tonight?
Not unexpected, but it's the way things happen.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the time, sir. I appreciate. Oh, wait, 200 people total? Yeah.
So this is going to be a big thing.
Yeah. Are you guys, if they try to redo the launch, are you guys going to stick around for it?
No, we're going to a destination wedding, and we can't wait for another try.
Son, daughter getting married, or?
Cousins.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great day, ma'am. All right. So I'm walking down the pier right now. Could you hear that?
Yeah, we could hear that. We could hear that great. So my question would be then to the next person, are they here specifically for the launch? Now, I know the last party had a destination wedding that they were about to attend. But I'm curious if anybody is here specifically for the launch, and then they got completely fucked.
There's a lot of people that come here for the theme park. Oh, there's some dudes down here fishing that are, how you doing today, sir? Hey, I'm live on the radio right now. You don't have to tell me your name or whatever. I work for the Florida News Network. I wanted to see, did you come out here for the launch yourself?
I did.
And where are you from?
Dana Point, California.
Okay. And did you come out here specifically for the launch, or you? No?
No. It's just happy coincidence.
Are you here visiting people, or did you go to the theme parks? Or?
No, I was here for work.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate it.
I have a quick question for that gentleman. Sorry.
Wait, the
host has a question. Has he ever heard of a name, Bubba the Love Sponge?
I have not, no.
No, never heard of it.
Understood.
Can I get a quick, can I, okay, and what's your name, sir?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Belgium.
Oh, you're from Belgium. Okay. What are you doing in Florida? Did you come for the theme park?
Yeah, we're here for a three-week holiday, so we started with the theme parks, and today we came here to see the launch, but yeah.
Does Belgium have a space program?
No, I don't know, actually, do we? I don't think so.
Yeah.
We have an astronaut, but...
What was your favorite theme park while you were here?
Probably the one we did today, so the Universal Studios.
Do you got a question for him, Colton? I'm on the line with my host, Colton.
So he's across the bridge. I just don't know. Has he ever heard of the name Howard Stern?
We have, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the name Bubba the Love Sponge?
No, don't think.
What about Hulk Hogan? You've heard of Hulk Hogan?
I've heard of Hulk Hogan, yeah.
You know, that whole sex tape thing that they had going on, you never heard about?
No, about no.
Oh, no. They,
the name, but that's it.
How much longer are you going to be here in Florida?
Our holiday just started, basically. We've been here for 2 days only, so we still have 14 days to go, I think.
Yeah, so if they reschedule the launch for another day, do you think you might come out?
Well, actually, we're planning to come to the Kennedy Space Center tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that, we do like a road trip to the rest of Florida, to Key Largo, Key West, and stuff like that. So probably if it's later than tomorrow, nope.
But what's your favorite part of Florida so far?
We haven't seen much yet. We've only seen the theme park. So, and this place.
Have you seen an alligator yet?
Yes, or a crocodile.
No, we've seen a crocodile in the Disney Animal Kingdom, but not a one in real wildlife. No.
Colton, any other questions?
No, that was that one. Wasn't sure if you ever seen an alligator, but he said no. I mean, no, Howard Stern, he's
aware. An alligator in the zoo, but not in real life outside, no.
Very well.
All right, thank you, sir.
Well, have a great holiday.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, okay? You caught anything today, sir?
Not yet.
I work for the Florida News Network. You can see it on my shirt here. I came out here to cover the launch. And you don't have to, I'm not going to ask you what your name and stuff is, but are you local, sir?
I am a local. I've been coming out here for 33 years catching snook.
Oh, yeah? Is it snook season right now?
It is. I'm hoping to catch another one.
Yeah.
And I want the launch.
What's the limit right now on snook?
It is 28 to 32 inches, which is extremely small, extremely unreasonable, and unfair. Yeah. I've been living here for 33 years. Used to be able to keep two over 33. Now you can only keep one between the small slots.
Hey, Colton is my host. Colton is the host I'm talking to right now. Colton, do you have any questions? This guy's out here. I with do. A big fish?
Yeah, he said he's local. My question is, has he ever heard of a radio guy by the name Bubba the Love Sponge?
I think I have.
What have you heard about him?
Just the name's familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anything about the sex tape, Hulk Hogan sex tape, Bubba the Love Sponge?
No. I've heard about the grab 'em by the pussy tape.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
hey. Oh, with Trump. All right, you gotta be careful that you don't snag somebody walking by there. Have you ever accidentally?
No, I always look behind me every time I cast.
Yeah.
I have seen some horrible things happen when people don't pay attention, so I'm always aware of it.
Colton, do you have any other questions?
I just wanted to know, he said he's seen some horrible things. What is the worst thing he's seen while out there fishing?
Well, I saw a guy who didn't pay attention when he went back to cast, and he hooked some other guy right in the face with his lure, and it had a lot of hooks that got buried in his face. And we all took turns trying to get it out, and none of us could, so hopefully he went to the hospital.
So I take it the guy wasn't planning on going to the hospital. If you guys could get it out for him, redneck style, he wasn't going, huh?
That's it. We tried our best, but hey.
What's the best way to get the hook out? Fishing line across the hook? Or
best way is just to go to the hospital.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. How y'all doing tonight? I am live on the radio right now. I was supposed to be reporting for the my radio station. Did you guys come out here for the rocket launch? Yeah, you did. Where were you guys from?
I'm here from Germany, from Chile. I'm from Switzerland, but yeah. I live in Charlotte.
Yeah, how long have you guys been in Florida for?
A week or so.
Has anybody ever told – did you ever watch the show Shameless on HBO? Before, it was on Showtime, right, Colton?
It's a Showtime, yeah.
Yeah. You look like, even the TV show The Bear. Have you ever watched The Bear? No, you look like Jeremy Allen White, like the famous actor. He was also in The Iron Claw. It's a compliment, by the way. You know, okay, so, no, it is. So, I'll have to show you a picture
and
in a bit.
Lip,
but
right? That's Lip.
Yeah, Lip. He looks like Lip from Shameless, and he was the best character. But did you guys come out here just to see the rocket launch?
Yes, exactly. That's the reason we are here.
Yeah. Have you guys gone to any of the theme parks and stuff since you've been here?
No. I mean, I've been years ago.
Yeah. All right. And you said you're from where?
From Germany.
Germany. Okay. And where you're from, sir?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. And you're from Chile?
Chile.
I'm a big fan. You know, Copa America soccer is coming up in the United States. Do you live here in America? Or?
Yes, I live in America.
Oh, you do? You know, Chile is going to be playing in Orlando. Do you think you might go and see one of the matches? Or you're not a big football/soccer fan?
What? Chile.
Chile? Yeah. Chile.
How many people you think are out there right now?
Colton, there was at least 1,000 people that
Holy
paid 15
shit.
Bucks. Well, so it was per vehicle. So what I'm saying
How
is...
How many vehicles? 800?
I would say 300.
300. Okay, 300 vehicles at 15 a head. That's $4,500.
Yeah.
That's $4,500.
You know,
they got off a scrub.
Also, I was thinking, but it's closed right now. I'm looking at Playa Linda Beach. Playa Linda Beach is a nude beach, legal nude beach in Volusia County.
I did not know that.
You remember where we went and saw that launch that one time?
Yes.
You just go across that bridge, you take a left, it
and
goes right
titties?
Out there. Well, I don't know. Good one. Good titties.
Care.
But
I don't care.
You're going to definitely see titties.
I don't care if she got to tuck them into her belt buckle, you know, her belt looped out. I don't care, dude. I don't see
but I mean, it's fully, fully nude beach. We should go out there. I know we couldn't do video, but we could definitely do audio. There's two women. Should I try to interview?
Yeah, why not? One last one. Let's do it.
How y'all doing today? I'm broadcasting live on the radio right now. Did you guys come out for the launch? Where are you guys from? You don't have to say your name or anything.
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
No, are you Nova? And where are you from?
Canada. This
Canada?
Yes.
Did you guys just come here specifically for the launch?
No, we were in Florida already, but we came here for the launch.
Was it your first time in Florida?
No. We come every year.
All right. Well, y'all have a great night, okay?
Pat, if they sounded cute. If you weren't with, you know, your ass.
Oh, no, she's already gone. She already left.
Oh, well,
I'd
turn back around and say hello to those two.
I know.
Women.
Like, I'm one, too. How you doing? Hey, you got a second? I'm live on the radio right now. What's your name? You don't have to say. Just give me a fake name if you want.
Sonia.
Sonia, where are you from, Sonia?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. And what are you doing out here? Are you on vacation, or did you come out here just for the launch?
Vacation.
Vacation. And have you gone to the theme park stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, were you? Would this be your first rocket launch? Or are you a little disappointed that you spent money to get in here and not see a launch?
It's my second time, so.
What's been your favorite thing about being in Florida this time around?
Everything.
Yeah. Are you here with family? Married? Are you married?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Sorry. I want to step off. I don't want your husband to get mad that I was talking. Okay.
Have
a good one.
You can. All right. Pat, what's the numbers on the last one? You know, give me the numbers on the last one.
Oh, thick, like. Okay.
What's the height?
Head probably, chin probably right about shoulders. So I'm 6 foot. So,
Okay,
I'd say about that.
When you say thick, like a sexy thick or like a thick?
Sexy thick, so, like curved. Like if I was a black dude, I'd be all into it.
But
like,
us white guys don't have the real estate, right?
Yeah, we don't have the real estate, and there's like certain positions that you can't do.
You know, I was at the barbershop the other day. I know we got to go. I was getting my hair cut, and my buddy was talking about how he has to keep the head of his penis out of his shit water. Okay.
I've never had that problem. I'm usually pissing under the toilet seat in the middle of the night.
Yeah, not only do I not have the problem keeping my head out of my shit water, I pee between the bumpers of the toilet seat and the actual rim. You know what I'm talking
about? Exactly.
Yeah, I got something dribbling down the back of my calf. I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's Colton's little micro that peed between the bumper of the toilet seat and the toilet bowl, right between the two, and down the back of my leg.
Oh, I've pissed all over the back of my pants.
Meanwhile, this black guy's got to keep the head of his dick out of the shit water. Yeah. Dude, I'm not even close, bro. Good problem to have.
All right. Well, I'm gonna make this long drive back home after wasting $15 goddamn dollars. So
that sucks. Did everything go well with the ex?
Oh yeah. We.
So don't consider it a complete waste.
Oh, dude, she brought, like, all types of snacks and baked goods and stuff like that, you know.
Pat, that's not a waste. She's bringing you food. You're meeting up. I think this could be going somewhere.
I don't think it is. I really don't. But, I mean, how about this? We can eventually have her on, and we've had this discussion, and she's pretty much got me in the friend zone right now. She's got me in the friend zone because, you know, like, look. She's already talked about, you know, a lot of people that have separated don't hang out with each other. Wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So she basically was like, we make better friends than what we do as da 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 da. You know, like
you make better friends than you do lovers, but you might make, you know, might make great friends or good friends, terrible lovers, but great friend with benefits. You know, you never know.
I'm walking through the mangroves right now. Hopefully I don't get raped.
Yeah, if you were over here on the Tampa side, you would be rolling up on a man.
All right. Well, this is the loner, Tuttle, reporting live from Cape Canaveral for tonight's Starliner scrubbed rocket launch. Back to you, Colton.
Yep, this is the stoner back at headquarters, and I'm going to go head into the garage and get high.
Did you say gay front?
Yeah, I did.
Because I'm walking through the mangroves. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it triggered me.
So, yeah, that was recorded at a earlier date. Still don't have any updates. It's never good when NASA says that at the earliest we'll be able to do it by Friday. That's usually government talk, Colton, for we're going to give you a date, but we're not going to make it an exact date.
We'll circle back on that. You know, it's corporate talk for circle back. That's all it is.
There were a lot of people out there, and I felt bad. We talked about the money that they made off of a rocket launch that did not even happen.
Yeah, a scrubbed launch. So could you imagine the money they make when it's like clear skies, perfect launch, blah, 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 blah?
I mean, because, okay, you know, like the launch that was supposed to happen on Monday night was at 95%, which basically the weather was perfect over there. It was mid-70s. There were so many people out there, and they all paid $15 per car. It just doesn't seem fair. Like, shouldn't they give you a rain check? Like a baseball game, that if you go to a baseball game, it gets rained out, they'll give you a rain check.
Not there? Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't. No.
Well, I think it's been a good pod, Pat. You know, Loner and Stoner, I think that's a name we're sticking with. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I like Loner and Stoner.
Do not need an intro song. Is that correct?
I guess we could have one if we wanted to, but I think it's a waste.
I would agree. What I would like to add into the mix is a Google voice number. I would like to have the people to be able to call, leave us a voicemail, and or send us a text message that we can read on our pod, or we can play their voicemail on our pod. And I think I do have that number set up. So if anybody wants to try that out, please do. It's 813-906-8806. Once again, call us, leave us a voicemail, send us a text. We'll read it out here on the Loner and Stoner podcast. That number is 813-906-8806. Please write that down one last time. 813-906-8806. Pat, I hope we continue doing this. I know the first episode was a little shaky. I do think this one was better, and I think we're going to continue to get better and better and better.
I agree. I will say this about the voicemail. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, if you hate the show or you really don't agree with one of the topics that we have, and you think, oh, if you're negative or have an opposing view of what we've talked about and we're going to get mad. No. Matter of fact, I think Golden will agree. I think those are going to be one of the first ones that are going to get played, right? Like, course, if you leave us a voicemail.
Of course. We're going to play them all. So please, 813-906-8806. Above all, please don't forget to follow everything at The Bubba Army. If it wasn't for The Bubba Army, we would not be able to do this podcast. PayPal them, Cash App them at The Bubba Army.
I'm good. I'm very good. I think this is going to be a lot better than last week. So, but I could have just jinxed us.
You probably did. So you know what? Don't ever lose us. Follow us both. That's Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E on Instagram and Twitter. And follow myself. I am the Stoner at Colton BTLS, C-O-L-T-O-N-B-T-L-S. This is the Loner and Stoner. We are praying and hoping to see you guys back next week. In the meantime, leave us a voicemail, 813-906-8806.